One of the things that I will say is I'm always disappointed about the reporting of toxicities in this trial. And in particular, what struck me during Dr. Mamounis' presentation was the difference in arthralgia and joint pain or joint stiffness. This may have been lost on a lot of people who are sitting in a dark room for a long period of time, but what Terry showed was the difference in grade 3 arthralgia. And the difference between placebo and exemestane was 0.5%. It was 0.5% for placebo and 1% for exemestane.
Right, I noticed.
Now, for those of us who treat patients with aromatase inhibitors, that observation that he shared doesn't simply reflect what I encounter in my clinical practice. I'd have to go back and look at the common toxicity criteria to see what indeed a grade 2 arthralgia is. But I think there's a lot of significant joint stiffness and joint symptoms that goes under the radar screen when these phase 3 trials are presented. And for many patients, this ends up being the deal breaker.
Yeah, it's interesting. In our patterns of care studies, we ask docs, you know, sort of roughly speaking about what fraction of patients who get AIs have bad enough arthralgias that it's a problem. They think about switching. They think about stopping.
We play musical AIs. You know, we have a patient who's not doing well on one and we'll try another, often switching from steroidal to non-steroidal or vice versa. I'm not convinced that I can really tell a difference.
But what fraction of patients that you start on AIs, you know, have that kind of difficulty, would you say?
Well, having difficulty where patients will, I say, describe significant distress on a daily basis, probably in the range of about 15%.
Our docs
for patients who feel distressed enough to want to stop the drug, or sometimes what I'll do is if I'm not certain whether it's actually the AI or some other cause, I may invite the patient for a holiday off of the AI for a month. And if their symptoms improve dramatically and they feel much better, some of those patients don't want to go back on and will think about other options, including tamoxifen.